Deputy Congressman John Charman.
Good morning, Mr. President.
How are you seated?
I'm in the table.
Yes, I know.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Give us this honor.
Let me step over here so we can... I want to step over so that I can take you to the court of flags, Mr. Mayor. Honor, however, in this direction, of each one. Oh, my. That's very sad, what you say. Thank you. That's true. Oh, yes. That's a great honor. Mr. Stanley, great. Who's not open on today? Spends.
have to realize that people and their individual capacities can lose 5 times as much. And particularly in this field where it'd be so easy to say, well, let the government do it. Then it's impersonal. It doesn't have it. But you bring that personal quality to it. You inspire young people and they'll go on to, shall we say, to the frontiers of science and many other fields. So express my congratulations and wish you good luck for 100 more years.
President, Mr. Gaylord, speak for all
of us. Sure, sure, please, Mr. Gaylord. It's always welcome to speak. And you're recognized for any amount of time you want.
Thank you.
You too, Mr.
President. Well, we deeply appreciate it, Mr. President, of the honor in doing the frontier to science on this occasion. A sort of a climax to the publicity we've had for the past 18 years. And we feel that we've helped a great deal in the stimulation of scientific study and the number of students that have gone into scientific pursuits. We feel that it's been a great thing, and we deeply appreciate what you've done today in recognizing this.
Well, I want to say incidentally that one of the reasons I like to give you support is that I have a fairly good record in school, but science was one of my poorest subjects. The other, the same to be said in math. I remember my daughters years ago when they were attending preparatory school. They came in and wanted me to help them with the man, and it's the new man.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I couldn't even understand the old man. I want to give you something as a memento of these people that contribute their time and get nothing back on it. These are the presidential cufflinks, and they're in color. That's from the seal of the president, which is on the flag over there. Give you the first one, and you went, oh,
thank you,
right. And so since ladies can't wear cufflinks, here's the seal in the floor. Here, and up there. There it is for you. And and incidentally, just to show you that it's totally nonpartisan, my name is an honor. So
that's to be regretted.
This way until they see the apple blossoms. The crab apple blossoms are in bloom in the rose garden here. And it's the most beautiful time of year, actually, with the tulips. I just took some Japanese dunnage out there a few minutes ago. So,
sunshine is fun.
The sunshine today. Yes, they
was out. Oh, now. Oh, they're
up. Are you talking about monsters? Are you
cherry blossoms over
the
top?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been down to the basin, but I flew her by helicopter. It's so cold.
I see. You're over my head already.